It's the 2016 NFL Draft, and I'm joined by Bucky Brooks. And Bucky, you've been doing some great work on NFL Network, you and DJ breaking down the draft. Are you excited just to put that behind you and actually know who's going where?
Yeah, because then the fun begins. Like, we can speculate and talk about what these players will be like as pros, but finally, you want to be able to connect the dots, because a lot of what happens with players in terms of being successful depends on where they go and if the scheme that they go into allows them to play to their strengths. And so I am excited to see where the players land and how the teams that picked them choose to deploy them and play them.
Yeah, and as you scout these guys, you mentioned them going to a place where they're a good fit. Is there anybody that you think is just going to be a good fit in either Mike Zimmer's defense or North Turner's offense?
You know, on defense, there's so many ways that can go. When you think about the top pick or the top two picks, defensively, the Vikings pretty much have everything in place. They need a playmaking linebacker, someone that can eventually replace Chad Greenway. A guy like Deion Jones in the second round or day two could be a fit. Darren Lee, if he happens to fall to them, can certainly play on the second level. But outside of that, they really have the bases covered. Maybe they could take a safety. I know they signed Michael Griffin, but maybe a young safety that eventually can pair with Harrison Smith and allow him to do some things. On offense, it's about finding maybe a true number one receiver. Stephon Diggs is one of the best young receivers in the game, or he will kind of prove that. They still need a guy that can kind of be the anchor of the passing game, a big body possession receiver, a guy that can expand the strike zone for Teddy Bridgewater. If they find that, and maybe a replacement or a young running back to groom behind Adrian Peterson, I think offensively they had a piece in place.
And you mentioned Stephon Diggs. He was a steal out of last year's draft. What have you seen from him, and did it compare to what maybe you saw on tape or thought he could do in the NFL?
Well, you got to remember, Stephon was maybe the number two ranked wide receiver coming out of high school. And things happened at Maryland where he got injured, but he made a big impression on a lot of people very early in Maryland. Injuries happened, so he kind of fell down the charts. But what he was able to do on the field is what a lot of people expect him to do when they came out of high school. He was a guy that was rated ahead of Amari Cooper and some of those other guys, and he got his opportunity, and he showed that he could be a dominant playmaker. I know George Stewart was very excited about what he was, and he really gave him the opportunity. So I'm looking forward to seeing him take a step in year two and seeing what other guys they can put around him to make the game easier for him.
And you've been a fan of Teddy Bridgewater's from day one. Talk about what you've seen from him in the last 2 years. And a lot of guys have really been praising his leadership, some of the things he does with the guys off the field. Is that something that you knew he had in him?
Well, ever since he's been in high school, he's been a guy that has always kind of been an alpha personnel, a guy that was a natural leader, a guy that understood how to kind of keep the ship running and driving the bus. I think in Minnesota, he hasn't shown everyone fully what he can do as a passer, but it hasn't required him to do that. The way the team is built, it's a run-first team built around Adrian Peterson and being complimentary in the passing game. As the team kind of shifts where the offense becomes more of his deal, I think you'll see a big improvement. The other thing that'll change in his game this year, moving from outside to inside, will allow him to be a more efficient and more effective passer, particularly on deep balls. You take the conditions out of the game, he'll get back to being the guy that we saw at Louisville.
Now, switching gears and talking defense a little bit, I mean, Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, they spent some picks on defense the last couple of years. Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, these guys who have come in and made some impact plays right away. What have you seen in terms of how they've been able to build through the draft, especially on the defensive side of the ball, because so many of those guys are so young?
Yeah, they've killed it in the draft, and that's the big thing. If you want to be a team that's a perennial contender, you have to be able to do it through the draft because it's the most cost-effective way to keep your team together. So they have a lot of young guys on small contracts that now will eventually grow. They can re-sign and identify the guys that are their core and continue to have a defense that always ranks among the top 10. When I look at their young guys, the Everson Griffins, the Anthony Barrs, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith in the middle, they have a core and a nucleus in place that should allow them to be very, very good. Sharif Floyd, Linville Joseph as well. If they can continue to add pieces and get more comfortable doing what Mike Zimmer wants them to do on defense, they should be fine. I think the guy who is kind of on the hot seat in terms of being able to develop and make a big contribution, Trey Waynes, has to eventually find a way to make his way into the lineup, be it as the nickel corner or the starter. They need that first-round pick to get on there. He makes them more athletic. He gives them more speed. He has to be a guy in his second year that shows up and makes plays.
Yeah, I'd mentioned Trey a little bit, just talking a little bit more about him. A guy who, you know, a lot of people had projected real high last year as well. The Vikings take Trey. What did you see from him last year?
He's a young guy learning how to play. He's obviously talented and athletic, which is why he was picked as high as he was. I think the big thing that the Vikings have been able to do is to be patient with him. They didn't rush him onto the field before he's ready. He'll learn from the mistakes that he made. He'll continue to master the techniques that Jerry Gray and those guys want him to get. But when you have a guy like Terrence Newman, a vet who came in much like him as a high pick and had to play, He can show him the ropes. Trey Waynes will be fine. It just requires all of us on the outside to be patient for him to develop at the pace that they need him to develop to become the player that he can be.
Well, Bucky, thanks so much for your time, and look forward to the coverage. I know it's going to be a crazy 3 days here for you.
It will be crazy, but I'm excited.